This is the WBAA Art Spotlight. I'm John Clare. Sarah Brosman is the executive director of the Delphi Opera House. Last October, they began a season of arts events, but she says it all really began before that.
Plans for this renovation did start about in the 1990s, and it took some time to really take a look at the existing buildings, what we wanted to do, what we believed we could do with the space. It's a great space, and we really felt that it needed to be brought back to its original look. It really served as a focal point for the area in the day when it opened in 1865. It closed in 1914. And just kind of set still, suspended in time, until then the Preservation Society, members of that, really started to take a look at the building itself and in the space on the third floor, which is the Opera House Auditorium. And so just knowing that it could be a beautiful space that could be used again for the arts and for history and culture, and just a place that would be also a good gathering space for celebrations and things like that.
We're here in the offices across the way. I know there's going to be a sort of an archive and a preservation room and somewhere to do that. Above us is the Opera Hall, and below us is an art gallery and another retail space. So this is very multifaceted.
It is. And we knew that in order to make it viable, it has to be multifaceted. A few people said when we started planning this, well, do you think you're going to bring operas to Delphi? And we thought, maybe, but that's not the only thing. And it has to be a space that's well used. And so we designed it and planned it in a way that it would be very well used. Everyone benefits from one another. When people come into either the retail space, which is Martha Rose, or into the Contemporary Gallery of Art, then they're also very curious. They want to come over to the Opera House, and it works vice versa. When people come into the Opera House, they're also curious about those other two retail spaces. So, you know, we're gathering as many different entities and interests as we can.
A very interesting gentleman. I sort of think of him as maybe like a John Philip Sousa sort of fellow that was played cornet, had this space, and I guess was a local businessman that had a pretty colorful history for it, where I read where Chicago, you know, musicians would come through, he would perform here. And I think that tradition now has started up with this sort of inaugural season. Is that true?
It has. And the man that you're speaking out of was John Lathrop. John Lathrop was a business owner here in the original building, and he owned a bakery and confectionery business. He was also a cornet player, and it was his vision to really shift the focus of what was then City Hall and then put a stage and make it the Delphi Opera House. And I don't know that he was the person who started really developing their series, but it was a place where James Whitcomb Riley performed, Maria Lita, who was an opera star of the day, performed here. So, you know, it's our hope that we want to do the same thing and offer a real regional area for entertainers to come. So we have a wide variety of groups coming in. So in our short history of, 4 months now, we've had quite a wide variety in terms of theater, all sorts of music. And then as we're coming up on the spring, we have several different events planned that we're very excited about. Michael Kelsey is someone that is very well known in the Lafayette area and the surrounding area, and he is a rhythmic guitarist, and he will be performing here on March the 11th, along with a special guest, Edgar Cruz. They're geniuses. Just to watch them play the guitar and how innovative they are with the instruments, it's just truly amazing. We have Wild Carrot coming up. And this is, you know, something that's much more rooted in folk music. This is a group out of Cincinnati, an award-winning group, and they play everything from deep-rooted folk music and Celtic music, gospel music, just a lot of fun, very, very lively group. We also have coming up on April the 9th, the Whipstitch Sallies. Really fun. I mean, just the name itself is so fun. And just listening to them as I have online, they have played a couple of times at the Fiddler's Gathering in Battleground. They have a regional appeal, and early signs of ticket sales look like, you know, other people are in tune with them. And we're looking forward to having them here as well. And then May 7th, we have the Metropolis Quartet based out of Chicago. That's an afternoon performance. Again, we have roots, we have classical, we have rock. We just want to offer a little bit of everything.
Tell me a little bit about the staff and how many folks are here, and are there volunteers, employees? Tell us a little bit about the organization.
You're looking at the staff, but I am backed by so many volunteers. It is a great organization that is all volunteer driven. There is opportunity for those of you who would be, for anyone who's interested in volunteering. We have a need for people to do the typical sort of volunteer activities such as taking tickets, working in the ticket box office, ushering, things like that. We also have a need for we need volunteers to help us prepare for events, setting up chairs. We have all sorts of volunteer needs. But when you're volunteer driven, anything and everything is up for grabs. If you're interested in helping with publicity, you know, if you believe in the cause of bringing arts to the middle of Delphi and Indiana, then, you know, give us a call. Again, you can sign up online to volunteer.
It's great to talk to you, and congratulations. This is really quite a production.
Thank you.
Sarah Brosman, speaking about the ongoing inaugural season at Delphi Opera House. There's more about the Delphi Opera House online at DelphiOperaHouse.org, and there's a special video of backstage, including autographs from the 1800s, on our Facebook page. Links and this story online at WBAA.org. For the WBAA Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.